Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom via franchising. Thanks for joining us. Well, congrats, you made it. You know, this is week number three of the series, 3 weeks to finding your perfect franchise. This is the final week, final stage, really excited. Just to recap, you know, we had week number one where we said, let's start off and figure out if a franchise may or may not be a good fit. And we talked about, you know, being able to follow a process and system, time frame, as well as the capital requirements. Week number two, we talked about, you know, the consultation. What does the ideal business look like? You know, not just, you know, settling and saying, all right, well, this franchise offers X and I'm looking for Y. Let's look at what the ideal business looks like for me, for Giuseppe, for Giuseppe's family and no one else. And really getting crystal clear on what it looks like, what an average day in the life looks like, my role, how I can maximize my skill set in the business. Crucial stuff that I see people overlook, role, skill set, things like that. You know, what are your transferable skills? If you come from the fitness space, can you run a restoration business? Absolutely. Very similar roles, having you get out there and network and things like that. So, you know, we spent a lot of time there. So now what do we have? You know, we have a model, you know, what our ideal. Let's take a step further back. We've decided and figured out a franchise could be a great fit for what we're looking for. It's a great vehicle, a business vehicle. We've put together what our ideal business looks like, and we summarize that in a model. And if we're not working together, you're putting together, you know, all these characteristics and what that specifically looks like. Week number three, by the way, when I work with families and going through the process, does it take 3 weeks? Well, this is taking an average of one call per week. Sometimes this is done in 2 weeks. Sometimes it's done in a week and a half. So time frames will vary depending on your availability as well as my availability. But you know, this is just to keep it simple. Didn't want to overwhelm, but could the process be done sooner, a little bit quicker? Absolutely. Let's figure out your time frames and availability. So in the third week, kind of this is kind of where we're introducing people to brands. And what I do is I usually will show three franchise brands. So of the brands we choose, so I'm part of the organization FranChoice. We have full-time staff that will pre-screen companies. They'll look at, review the franchise agreement. They'll look at the legal section, want to make sure there's not just, you know, pages and pages of lawsuits. They'll speak with franchisees. They'll interview the franchisor. They'll review the marketing and support. Because we, you know, they want to make sure that the franchisor is able to support the growth of these future franchisees. And now this is simply a pre-screen. This is a way of really just, you know, breaking down the universe of 4,000 brands for a more manageable level. We'll work directly with these companies and get crystal clear on, you know, who the right match is for the brands. And this is just, this is not taking the due diligence off your plate, but it's just working with a more manageable number and list of franchise brands. So when I approach this, you know, and going through the exact same process, I also, you know, work with a franchise coach and advisor to help me find my brand back in my first brand back in 2007, or I opened up in 07, we founded in 06. And, you know, we look at, I would say from experience and from the feedback we receive from the families we work with, three brands is a pretty, you know, is a lot, you know, three brands all that have, you know, different features. So what I like to do is compare and contrast. So maybe if you were open to both types of businesses, you know, brick and mortar and service, we look at something retail in a shopping center. We look at something that on the service side is home base, but B2B, you know, where you're working with other businesses, where maybe it's expense reduction or it's property maintenance and things like that. And then we'll look at a traditional B2C type of business. Maybe it's home services and you're offering a painting or a coating type of business, where they're able to restore vinyl siding and brick and things like that. So, it's great to compare and contrast, because then you have kind of different things to look at. You know, B2B is going to be relationship based. Maybe you'll have less customers in that specific business, but it takes a little bit longer to build those relationships. You know, in a lot of the other B2B businesses where the referral sources will be other businesses, but you're doing work for a consumer. So there's different layers in there. There are other businesses that start you off with, you know, B2C, or you're working directly with a homeowner or consumer, and then upgrade later on once you learn the system and get comfortable with other businesses and companies. So, you know, when looking at brands, it's, you know, you want to check. And if you're working with someone like myself, I've gone in, made sure that the business can be run semi-absentee. I checked to make sure there was available territory and available territory for future expansion. If there isn't, or if there is available territory, we also check for resales. We want to see if there's resales available currently, or potential resales. My contact at a particular brand may know someone that was talking about funding. I'm sorry, not funding, retiring at some point. So I may have the inside scoop there at someone that may be retiring at some point and maybe listing their business for sale in the next 6 months or so. So, you know, we want to make sure that the skill sets are in line, that the investment is within the range that you're going to be comfortable with, and checks off all the boxes. So, you know, we put this all together with that model, and we base all recommendations on the model. And the beauty of what we do is sometimes the model changes a little bit. Sometimes we say, you know, I was open to retail and brick and mortar as well as something home based, but, you know, just not comfortable waiting, you know, that long to get up and running. I want to, you know, pay that franchise fee, go to training, and really get up and running as soon as possible, especially if I'm leaving my job to run this full time, or I'm looking at cash on cash return, and I want to start, you know, being able to sell and generate revenue sooner than later. So sometimes we rule out. So maybe we rule out brick and mortar retail, and we rule out one of the brands because it just doesn't fit that new revised model. That's okay. You know, you start to, especially if you never own the business, things start to change a little bit. You know, you may have been open to B2B and B2C, and you may realize B2C is something you're more comfortable in, and that's okay. We modify the model slightly. We can make changes in the franchises we look at. But the big part of what we do is we want to make sure that, you know, all the boxes are checked. And that's not to say that every brand we bring to the table is going to be the perfect fit and you should move forward. But, you know, they check off those boxes, but that's just the beginning. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, everything else kind of fits. And that's going to be based off of calls. And that's going to be calls with the franchisor. So what we supply everyone is a franchise investigation procedures that kind of outlines this. And anyone I work with gets a copy. And it talks about the three stages. And the first stage is talking with the franchisor. I've already given them a lot of feedback. We've given them your model and some insight, backgrounds and things like that. So, you know, you want to talk to them, get very clear. And this could be anywhere, you know, 2, 3, 4 phone calls, getting clear on the territory availability, helping put together a pro forma, you know, talking about kind of, you know, what the average day in a life looks like. So all great stuff, answering questions and concerns and things like that. And then the second stage is going to be, great, I have all this great information. Let me speak with the franchisees, either live group calls or one-on-one or pre-recorded calls, get to listen on feedback on people that are running it full-time, the business. Maybe they're running it part-time via semi-absentee ownership. You know, we talked about, you know, the different types of ownership, and, you know, get some feedback, people that have been, you know, doing it for less than a year, people that have been doing it for several years, and, you know, some people that are, you know, just been, you know, maybe with the franchise for a decade, and they can give you the feedback, you know, as to the support from the franchisor. You know, you want to look for positive feedback, feedback, negative feedback, and everything in between. You want to get, you know, crystal clear on the culture of the franchise and the training and the support. And sometimes support needs to be revised. And support, we just saw a franchisor where, you know, the franchisees were asking for more support, and they literally doubled the length of their training to really kind of make sure they covered all the areas that, you know, and checked off all the boxes that the franchise owners were requesting. So it's a great calls to make, and talk to franchisees. You know, if you're looking at a brick and mortar location, a restaurant, talk to that local person, get their feedback as to, you know, the support. And hey, knowing what you know now, would you do it all over again? That's the million-dollar question. And so these are all stages. So and these are done in an order, in a particular order, learning about the franchise, then speaking with the franchisee. So you know enough about the brand, not just what they do, but specifically the investment, the return, the average franchisee, the role, everything that goes along with it. What does your team look like? You want to be, you know, another characteristic we didn't talk about was employees. Are they W-2 employees? Are they contractors? What does that number of employees look like? So, you know, and that would be stage two. And then stage three is once you're, I would say about 80 to 90% certain about moving forward with that particular franchise, then you go out and do a meet the team. It's called meet the team day, confirmation day, discovery day, three terms that all mean the same thing, where you'll fly out and meet the franchisor, shake hands with the founders, CEO, support staff, other potential franchise owners. You may have some existing franchisees there, and get to really talk to the founders and talk to the captain of the ship and figure out where the ship is going. You know, what are the next 5 to 10 years look like? What are changes and via support, and are there going to be additional revenue streams and things like that? So that's a three-step process, just kind of in what the due diligence looks like. And, you know, really going back to the beginning stages of due diligence, you know, you're always looking for ways of figuring out if it's a good fit. But on the flip side, you're looking for ways that the franchise may not be a good fit. Because if you're starting with three brands, you know, ultimately, you know, we'd love to own three brands at some point, but you really want to start off with one. So you want to look for things that can help narrow down the search. And that narrowing down could just be the territory is too far, you know, one is requiring, it just seems to require more hours from you and you just don't have the hours. One is offering a lot more on support. You know, it may be turnkey marketing, but another brand offers marketing that has a call center attached to it that also does bookkeeping, you know, services, which is something new that we've seen. So it just mean from a support standpoint that the franchisor are just offering a lot more, and there's a better fit. So they can all be great fits, but there's a better fit out there. And you won't know that until you do the calls. And, you know, I just talked to someone today that had an individual call with the franchise, and they said, well, I just can't figure it out. And I said, well, you can't figure it out because you don't have enough information. Get on the weekly calls, you know, bring up the questions, bring up the concerns, because, you know, a lot of these concerns can be addressed. And just because it's addressed doesn't mean the franchise is going to be the perfect fit, but you want to make sure these questions are answered, the concerns are addressed, so that you can figure out, you know, if that brand is a good fit. When I work with individuals, we check in weekly because, you know, ultimately the goal is to kind of review things. How has progress been? You know, what's your feedback on the franchisor? You know, what are your thoughts on the role? Which can you see yourself in? And I would say by one or two calls in, you have a pretty good understanding. In some cases, it takes a third or fourth call, but typically by the second call, you have a general good understanding of the brand and the role, and you're able to start scaling back on the brands. You know, on this call, we also revisit funding. You know, this is as you start to do the due diligence, it's a great time to you know, connect with your funding partner. And we've worked with a company, Fran Fund, and there's plenty of other brands out there, but companies out there, I should say, and they really understand franchising. Have done you know, quite a bit of funding with numerous hundreds and hundreds of brands, and they're able to kind of say, okay, you know, where are you at now in the progress, in the process? And you may come back and say, still haven't decided, but we've ruled out brick and mortar. So the investment is going to be a little bit less, you know, time frames and things like that. So, you know, they can get you pre-approved for an SBA loan or start to give you kind of the timelines on an SBA versus a retirement rollover and things like that. And then another option, which is optional, is, do you want to hire a franchise attorney to review the FDD, the franchise disclosure document? Not mandatory, but this is something to consider. And we'll talk about that, the importance of reviewing the FDD and the option of hiring a franchise attorney to do the review. There's obviously a cost in doing this, but, you know, we did a show on with the actual franchise attorney that we've helped kind of connect people with. We could put that in the show notes as well. But that is kind of the third stage. And the third stage, or I should say week number three in finding your perfect franchise, it doesn't end here, right? It's not 3 weeks. And at the end of the third week, you select the brand. Yeah, the due diligence process could take, after, speaking with the brands directly, could take, we've seen it happen in a month, 2 months. It all depends on, when you're on the calls, your availability. But typically, I would say it's between 30 and 60 days. You really understand the brand, the franchisor has really put together a presentation, and kind of figured that all out. Second stage is, how much time do you want to spend speaking with franchisees and listening to these validation calls? And then the third being, going to that confirmation discovery day. Sometimes it just doesn't work and they're monthly. So what brands have done, they've offered virtual discovery days where you did it via Zoom or virtual, virtually essentially via video. Not every brand offers that. And some brands offer that exclusively. So, it's something to consider where, you may not be able to make it in February. So now you have to attend the middle of March, which could obviously extend things. But, this is my simple way of putting the 3 weeks together, the three pillars per se. And if it's, franchise isn't a good fit, why look at brands? If the money isn't there, then, figure out an aggressive way of being able to save and put some money aside. But you need to be honest with yourself. You need to make sure that you can follow a process. And if you can follow a process, that's exactly what a franchise is. They're going to also follow a process and getting you informed and talking to the franchisees and making the decision. And then after paying that franchise fee, it's another process. That process is going to be, this is the next thing that we require, maybe video training, followed by in-person training at the home office, followed by, finding your key employees and maybe finding an office outside the home, or it may just be a home-based office. But everything is a process, and it really simplifies things, reduces the anxiety because they've kind of laid out exactly, what this all looks like. So 3 weeks in finding your perfect franchise. I hope you enjoyed the series. We're going to work on things down the road, and after owning a franchise, things to look out for and think about and things like that. So thanks for the feedback. I appreciate the idea of putting this one together, and I open to your feedback. So if you listen to the show and you had a topic for a future show, or you want me to dive into a certain area in a little bit more detail, I spend a ton of time with the candidates and families we work with. So one-on-one, there's no cost for our services. We are paid directly from the franchise companies, like a real estate agent or executive recruiter. So you can go right to the website, ggthefranchiseguide.com. You could book a call. That's at 20 minutes. That's step number one. We figure out together, but together, if a franchise is a good fit, and you'll have some things to kind of think about before that call. Or you feel free to, take advantage of the podcast and listen in and things like that. But that's a good starting point. We'll walk you through the entire process. And then we'll make introductions directly to the brands. And when we make introductions with some of the brands we work with, you'll typically get an email with some additional info and a calendar link within 24 to 48 business hours. So you definitely have priority access to the brands because they know if we've worked together and that you're a great potential qualified franchisee and candidate for that specific brand. So you definitely get priority access since we've already put a lot of work in figuring out the brands that could be a good fit. So thanks again. Again, I hope you enjoyed this. And till next time, looking forward to your feedback and recording our next show. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.